There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
March the 3rd from the studios in Los Angeles and San Diego come the first words in this hour, which are hello and and how are and welcome to humanity. Early morning for some, late in the night for it depends on where you are, what's going on. This program is available in all sorts of ways, so it could be that you're listening to it live on the radio stations that carry the program, and that's kind of a cool thing. You can listen to it anytime in archive form at DougStefan.com, RadioAmerica.org, CRNTalk.com, TalkStreamLive.com, GCNLive.com, TuneIn Radio, great app for that, Stitcher Radio, you name it, we're there, because wow. People want to know what's going on. What happened, Kenny? Did I leave something up?
No, I was just saying, wow. It's almost like it's easier to listen to us than to not.
Yeah. I think that's the idea.
We're everywhere. Yeah.
So the first look, listen to some of the things that are going on, the hoopla in Russia over the shooting, killing, if you will, of, I guess it wasn't an accident that this guy got offed, Boris Nemtsov, N-E-M-T-S-O-V. Thousands and thousands of mourners, dignitaries, filing past the coffin of Kremlin critic, didn't like bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, a lot of people think, is responsible for the death of Mr. Nemtsov, shot to death while walking on a bridge. It sounds like a movie, a James Bond plot, doesn't it?
Yeah,
walking across
it sure
the,
does.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
It really does. The stuff movies are made of. He was the number one most ardent critic of bad Vlad. Authorities have suggested several possible motives, including the names he used to call, or still, well, he isn't now, but he was big on names for Pukin Putin. Does that mean I've got a target on my back too, Kenny? I have a I'm not there, but were I to be there, I probably would say the same thing.
I'm not sure that you're a big threat to him, though.
No, probably not. No, this guy, Mr. Nemtsov, was a big threat to Pukin Putin. He actually was the deputy prime minister under Boris Yeltsin. Was it yesterday? I got Yeltsin. I was going through a number, a litany of former Russian leaders trying to find the right way to pronounce or who it was that actually was the bad guy here and who's the good guy. Well, Pukin's the bad guy, and people in Russia wonder why they've sort of, they just roll over or have just kind of passively said, okay, I guess he's in charge, but not necessarily human rights thing. A lot of people in Russia now paying attention to some of the outside influences, and that doesn't sit well. Hard to hide these things anymore. And to run the country the way Yeltsin does and not be accountable. But look at all of the stuff that happens because of social media. Look at how things change in the Middle East for the better, for the most part, anyway. So, let's get to digging around in this a little bit more. Professor Karen DeWisha is going to join us. She's an expert in this area, the area of what's going on in Russia. She's a Russian historian and a practical judge of what's going on. So we'll talk to her in a few moments here on the Good Day program.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belveeta Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belveeta, morning win.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, licensed law 50 states, and NMLS number 3030.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol Wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 in store and online. It's 314 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden on the Good Day program, joined by Professor Karen Dawisha, who is in the Department of Political Science at Miami University in Oxford, Ohio, director of the university's Center for Russian and Post-Soviet Studies. There are two things going on, it would seem to me, Professor Dawisha, which deserve our attention. First, the death of Boris Nemtsov. Am I pronouncing his name correctly?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Who was the opposition leader. Some people thought he was going to run against Putin. Is Putin capable of, in this circumstance, masterminding a way to bump this guy off?
Well, I don't think in the current situation that we have in Russia that Nemtsov would have been allowed to register to be a candidate against Putin. That's one of the features of the system, that anything like a democratic election has simply ceased to exist. As to the ability of the Kremlin to do this, of course, they have such an ability. Is it in their interest? One would like to imagine that they haven't yet decided that actually killing, the physical elimination of their opponents, is in their interest. But, you know, it may be that we have cross that bridge where the leadership in the Kremlin is so paranoid and living on in such a state of fear that this unimaginable thing has been done by people acting on behalf of the Kremlin.
Is Putin capable of doing these sorts of things? Former KGB, a lot of people think he's very capable of all kinds of atrocities. Whether he came up with the idea or orchestrated it or not, what's Putin capable of doing? How has Russia slid into this non or undemocratic malaise, if that's the right word for it, that it's in? How has he gotten so much control and power?
Well, he came to power with a group of KGB people. They've, over time, pushed out of the political arena anyone with alternative vision for Russia. And, you know, people who have that training are, of course, capable of anything. He's a master tactician, very calculating. So it would be important to consider whether it was in his interest to have killed somebody who really was quite unknown outside small liberal circles in Moscow, because he was denied a presence on state television.
So now by doing this, it's created this whole worldwide focus on Putin. Yes. And there's certainly been plenty of attention since what went on in the Crimea and what's going on in Ukraine. I guess maybe that ought to be the next step here in conversation. What is, in your study of this man and what goes on in Russia, what is to be gained by trying to take over and creating the hubbub that has been created regarding Ukraine?
Well, one of the reasons that Boris Nemtsov was so disliked by the Kremlin was his absolute central and persistent focus on Putin's corruption. And that's something that I've written a lot about myself. And, you know, what they thought when they took over Crimea, I think, was that they would have a small and successful war that would reframe Putin's image, which was becoming more and more mired in his identity with corruption. And that hasn't really worked out in the way that they have, in the way that they would like. People keep coming back to it. And, of course, Ukraine is not proving to be a small and successful war. They are getting mired in Ukraine as well.
So, at the end of the day, the situation in Ukraine, the situation economically in Russia, the fact that over the weekend they froze the prices of produce in the supermarkets as an acknowledgement of the inflation there, the death of this guy, all of this stuff adds up to what for Putin? Is there do the people there who are his opponents have the ability to create a crisis to get rid of this guy?
Well, I would say that the pictures that are beamed now all around the world of the very significant vigil march yesterday indicate that there are at least 100,000 people in Moscow alone that were willing and are willing to stand up against the regime. I suspect that all of the regime's efforts to stabilize the situation politically and economically will come to naught as the regime is becoming more and more brittle. And as we see with this latest situation, they're having to rely on repression more and more to stay in power.
Yeah. I think it's interesting. Whenever I see, you've been in Moscow, I would assume, any number of times, have you? Yeah. When I was in Moscow, I remember there was when I walked through Red Square and I looked at how small it was. And yet, when you see pictures of all these marches and the aggregate of all the military hardware that just, in essence, keeps going around in a circle around the corner, it really is, it's sort of interesting what pictures we get in our mind of things that are bigger than life, and then when you actually see them, they aren't. And so I wondered about the numbers of people that were actually protesting there. That's why I asked in that, setting up that backdrop. Are there really that many that many people, or is the news media exaggerating the number of people who are protesting?
Well, if you look, they didn't go through just Red Square or even primarily through Red Square. They went on the corniche along the Moscow River, which is as long as the Moscow River. And that, the pictures that were taken from high buildings deep into the back of, from the front to the back of that demonstration, Moscow hasn't seen anything like this since people came out to protest the stealing of the 2011-12 elections by Putin. Yeah. So it's a very significant event.
Yeah, kind of what we see in Washington on the, what do they call it, Rishi, on the Washington, the basin there, wherever that, where everybody, millions of people can gather. This is the kind of right. place that we're talking about. All right, thank you, Professor. Nice to have you here. I appreciate your insight, bringing us up to date.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
I've got you deep in the heart of me, so deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in.
This guy's so smooth. Oof.
I said to myself, this affair, it never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know damn
well. Isn't it kind of neat when you think about it, how
I've got
a combination of talent, voice, attitude, whatever it is that helps make somebody like this as successful as he was, Frank Sinatra. A couple of New York exhibits paying homage to him. This is the centennial this year of his birth. So what I'm seeing here is some rare photographs and mementos from his family archives. It's called Sinatra, an American Icon, opening up Wednesday, New York Public Library for the Performing Arts at Lincoln Center. Feature recordings, clothing, art, personal items from his life. Some new paintings of Sinatra by Peter Max, part of the exhibition. The show will travel to the Grammy Museum in Los Angeles after it closes in September. Select photographs from the exhibition also be on view during the International Festival of Arts and Ideas in June, which takes place in New Haven. 27 of his new Sinatra works in his Manhattan studio on Monday will be over here. It's just Sinatra's daughter Nancy is attending this opening up Sinatra, an American Icon. The experience, the Sinatra experience at Morrison Hotel Gallery, Soho, includes a selfie taken by 23-year-old Sinatra in Hoboken, where he grew up in a bathroom mirror. Who would have thought about that back then? Also on view, what I'm saying is there are a couple of different exhibits here. Also on view in the second one will be photos by photographer Terry O'Neill, who worked with Sinatra for more than 30 years as his official photographer. So those of you who are Sinatra fans, go to New York this spring and summer and take in all of the sounds in the scene of Sinatra. 26 after the hour. I want to pay tribute to Donnie and Marie for a moment as well. The precursor to this song is they sang it on stage Saturday when I saw them in Las Vegas at the Flamingo. They were sitting, and he started singing the song, and she stopped him because he had just done... They have such range, both of them. She sang opera, country, pop, and he has a wide range, too, going back to all of their silly pop songs when they were kids to what they've matured to and what appears in his new album, Soundtrack of My Life. So he did a little... He did a piece of rap. It was really fascinating. And then he said to her, why don't you do some country? And she said, country and rap don't go together. They produce crap. I'm sure that they've done that line before.
I'm sure they do it every night.
Yeah, they probably do. Yeah. Yeah, and that's another thing you wonder when people do shows like this. How much of it is fresh and new? Or how much do they do that's repeat every night? And how do they make it seem like it's fresh and new?
How do they stay energetic about the same thing?
Yeah, exactly.
300 times a year.
Yeah, exactly. But it was a superb performance. I would advise anybody who wants to go to Las Vegas, this is a great show. It was number one for 3 years in a row. Just a great show. And I was pleased. Nobody gave me the tickets. I bought them. Sat right up front. Fortunately, there was an empty seat next to me. It was the only empty seat in the house. But it was a very well done show. Very nicely done. I'm happy that I went. So, Donnie Marie, great American icons. 28 after on Good Day. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Napa Racing. Awesome. Hats. Awesome. Free stuff. Awesome. Now combine those things. Boom. Napa Racing hat for free. Just stop by Napa, buy $25 worth of stuff you were going to buy anyway, and get a free Napa Racing hat. Plus, for every hat given away, we'll donate $1 to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund, which makes all of this awesome even awesomer. Conquer the job with Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer expires.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered word longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main break, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Before the new hour, as the featured conversation about today and this week, today is the 3/3/15. A lot of things that are going on in the world that will get plenty of attention during the course of the day. How many of you have used your computer or some form of technology already today? Raise your hands. Kenny, raise your hands.
You bet.
Yep. I've been on mine for hour or so. You've been on yours for hours. Many people listening have been on theirs for... Some people just can't leave the technology that they have. I looked yesterday at a survey of people and how they use technology according to age or generation. Very, very telling. Not that it's a surprise that people, let's say my age, don't wrap themselves around technology. They learn how to use it in the main. There are a lot of people that are much better at it than I am in terms of just using the resources that are there. That is, the things that you have the hardware, and then you use the software. And a lot of people have, as I think we acknowledged several, 3-4 years ago, that the largest group of people, the largest growth area for Facebook was in senior citizen land. Wasn't it? I don't know if it still is. I think the largest growth area for Facebook now is getting as much penetration as they can all around the world. But the largest, people who are younger, they ran for the technology when it first came out. So there was this, my age group, this group that embraces it to a certain extent. Now let's go to a generation before me, your generation, Kenny. Mm-hmm. And what you and Richie and other people who are in their 40s, let's say, how you use it, how you've learned to use it, how you embrace it. How much time during the course of a day would you say you use the technology that it takes us to, in this case, run this radio program or manage your life, your day? How much of it is for work? How much of it is for business? How much of it is for fun? Or do all of those things sort of blend together?
Yeah, it all blends together. I would say I'm in front of a computer for a good 12 hours.
All right. So, and the person that I was closest to the last several years, I used to say to her, what about all the time you'd spend? Because she had a BlackBerry before. She didn't spend as much time on it. And then she started with the iPhone, and it seemed like she was always looking at it. And I think that's what happens. You become... is addicted, probably? Yeah, I think addicted is the right word for it, to this thing that's around you that you use all the time. And when it goes dead, you feel like you're lost. So that's that generation. Then move it down to the millennials and what it is that those who are in their 20s and 30s do with the technology. How, with people your age and older, Kenny, even though it becomes... An attraction, it becomes, I don't want to say a necessity, but for some it is. I don't know how we do this program if we didn't have the ability to use all the technology that we have to share information, right? It would be not impossible. We used fax machines before, and we communicated in other ways. But this is the easiest, and by far it is it's the way that I can get the most material in the least amount of time and for the least amount of work. So, again, I'm sort of backing off now into the zone. We can take it or leave it. And that's obvious. We like it. We use it. We embrace it. But it doesn't run our lives. But if you get back down into the 20s and you go into the teenage years, it runs the lives of the people who are using it, which is pretty much everybody. Do you know anyone who's in their 20s that doesn't have some form of iPhone, iPad, smartphone? I don't know anybody who hasn't got one of these things and hasn't had it since they were teenagers. And they become it's so frustrating when I look at these people who can't put it down. Maybe this is the best example. Kenny's walking down the street. He's looking where he's going, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your daughter and your son, when they're walking down the street, are they looking where they're going? They're looking at their smartphone.
Daughter possibly looking at her phone. My son would be looking where he's going.
Okay. All right. So there's my, that's the sort of point that I'm making here. And we have just, where does it go? How much can these people realize, if you really dig around in it, how much control the people that make these machines and control them, that is the content of them, have over you, possibly? Think about it. What influences your thinking about day-to-day material? Like, your son or daughter sends you a note. My son or daughter send me notes all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And if something were going on, something wrong with the baby... get an email in the car, I go over, what can I do to help? That kind of stuff. That's what I'm talking about. 100 years ago, if your daughter was having a problem with your grandson, you might be able to send a letter that would get to them in a week. Telephone's just beginning about 100 years ago. So how did it change the lives of people? Today we talk about the helicopter parenting mode that people get into. I always wanted to know, in the junior high schools, Phone's ringing all the time. You okay? Everything all right? Did you have your lunch okay? I'll pick you up at 3 o'clock. What do you need to know that stuff for? Anyway, Samsung looking to build a better line of Galaxy phones, unveiling the S6 and the S6 Edge at the Mobile World Conference in Barcelona. I have a Samsung, and I hope it was found in the melee of moving things around, because I would like to start using it. I've never used an iPhone. I have an iPad. I don't feel connected to Apple like you. Kenny, you're an Apple guy, right? Mac guy?
No.
Oh, you're not?
No, not at all.
All right, well, Richie is. Yeah, Richie, yeah. No, my staff is. He's all over their new technology. So it'll be interesting to have us using now this stuff for Twitter and Facebook and all areas in between. This new Galaxy S6 phone looks more sleek than the one that I have. But this is just it. They're all trying to outdo one another. And they have the money to do it. They just develop more features and that kind of stuff. How much more do you need? It's not a question of need. What do you want? Or what can they sell you? That's kind of where it is. Yeah, that's where it is. So in and amongst all of this is the discussion of net neutrality and how that will affect the usage of all this equipment. And we're going to pursue that information with reporter Greg Stebbin, who's from Men's Health Magazine. The tech reporter there will join us next. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day Program.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order Genucel right now. Genucel is the all-natural treatment. Comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order Genucel today. 800-543-9262.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death. But I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. 1-800-294-6051.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. difference. And today at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 2020 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2020.
Greg Stebbin joins us now. He's the tech editor for Men's Health Magazine, and in that position, he's been watching the story of the new rules, supposedly, of net neutrality. FCC this week voted on a party line, 3-2, to change the reality of what is accessible for people so that it's supposedly, according to them anyway, everybody gets fair treatment. This isn't going anywhere anyway because it'll be challenged in court. But, Greg, what's your read on this? What do people need to know just in case some of this stuff actually does go into effect?
Everything you hear, everything you read about net neutrality, stop and ask yourself, who just said that? What's their agenda? Because everybody in this game has an agenda, and it all comes down to a really pretty simple question. Who do you trust more, the government or big corporations like your cable and your phone company? You see what a reaction just that question gets? That's really
what
we're debating.
What's option number three?
Option number three is there's no option number three.
Ah, perfect.
There's no option. That's really what this comes down to. You've got one side that's saying the government can regulate this, and you've got another side that's saying your cable or your phone company can regulate it. Mm-hmm. And everything you read and hear about this, whoever is talking, I think I'm one of the few exceptions. Almost everyone else is either on the side of the government or the cable slash phone company. That's not bad. That's how life works.
It's not good.
But I think it would be a lot easier if everybody wore a little button that said, I support government regulation, or I support cable company regulation, because that's really what it comes down to.
I support number three, whatever.
And the problem is, you don't have an answer for what number three is, and I don't have an answer. That's really the problem.
Is that because we don't in general understand this, other than our utilization of it? We don't really understand what megabits and gigabytes and, I mean, there are some people that make their living understanding it.
Sure.
We can hear it, and we know if we want faster speed, we need to have a little more of this, and we want slower, we get a little of that, but it always costs more. If I want to upgrade my Fios, it costs me another $20 a month to get whatever Richie tells me is the upper end of the package sphere, whatever it's supposed to be. Back and forth, there's two ways. The coming and going, and you know, they charge you according to what you think you need.
Well, what you just said is true, but I don't think this issue is that simple. The reason there's no number three is this is ultimately about who's going to pay. Mm-hmm. Is it going to be the consumer?
Of course.
Okay, so then in today's scenario, you're siding with the cable and the phone company. But the money has to come from somewhere, and there isn't a third party there to give as a third choice. I would love for there to be.
Well, Comcast and Time Warner are just going to pass it along. I mean, fire any of these companies.
Well,
they're going to pass it along.
Here's the question, Doug. Greg, how was it shaking down with the big corporations working against each other, like the Netflix and the Amazons and the Googles and the Time Warners and the Comcasts, kind of merging together and then saying, let's get a leg up by slowing down their access?
That's really what the fundamental issue here is, should anything be slowed down? And when I think you could argue that if corporations have free rein here, they're going to follow rules, and not even rules, I guess. They're going to make their own rules, which is what corporations are supposed to do.
Right.
And then you're going to
you decide whether you want to follow them by paying more or not.
Well, but it's not that simple, because even when people paid more, for instance, because they thought their Netflix was affected by their level of service, they paid more and it didn't impact their... They still didn't get the Netflix movie faster because the problem was further back in the chain.
In other words, they were dealing with Time Warner.
but part of the problem here, and part of why the utility issue became part of the discussion here, is it's not, you know, when you want to go out to dinner, you can go to any restaurant in town.
Mm-hmm.
When you want to get internet service, you there's only one or two, or if you're lucky, three in town.
Yeah.
That looks more like a utility, and the reality is, no matter where you fall on the issue, there's not a lot of choice.
Well, when you get down to it, when you think about it in terms of, let's say, power, all the mergers, maybe riding an airplane, same thing, all the mergers have, they all tell you, hey, you're going to save money. Baloney, they're going to save money. So these guys all get together, and they figure they're going to do a banger on the public, then they get together with the government. See, that's why I see them all as the same. I see Comcast, Time Warner, and the government all as the same. And we lose.
I want option number three to be Doug Steffen.
Ah, there you go. Greg Steffen is the tech editor for Men's Health Magazine. I even understand this better now. Thank you, Greg.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Blaze of Glory by Bon Jovi from the movie Young Guns 2. John Bon Jovi, 53 today. He wasn't actually in the movie. That was just, he did the movie music for it, right?
Correct.
And then there's Chuck Curry. He's here with Richie and Kenny and me to go through the box office totals for the weekend. We'll do that as soon as we get our contest taken care of, which will allow you to qualify for our weekend resort trip to the Broadmoor. And this is a great resort in the Colorado Springs. So we'll have the drawing later this month. Meanwhile, I'm going to play you three clips from a movie that is was pretty standard fare. And if I give you any more, it makes it too easy. But this should be fairly easy. Finding the right name will be the challenge, name of the movie. I don't think we'll get lost in the man who's playing the role or the series itself, but maybe finding the right movie, that'll be the challenge. You know what it is? You'll call us at 888-302-3684. The winner qualifies for the drawing. Okay, let's get to the first clip, Richie.
Enough. Enough to quit and float around the world with you until one of us has to find an honest job. But I think that's going to have to be you, because I have no idea what an honest job is.
All right. Mm. That was the last scene in the movie, Chucka, wasn't it?
I'm not sure. It sounds familiar. I'm not sure of it, though.
All right. I think you're pretty much close to the last scene in the movie. You're going
to
guess?
I have a guess. No, I'm not going to guess.
Doesn't do any good for you to have the guess, there, Richie. We need to get people at 888-302-3684 to have a guess. Next.
Doesn't bother you killing those people?
Well, I wouldn't be very good at my job if it did.
Yeah, okay. All right, 888-302-3684, last clip.
I knew it was too early to promote you.
Well, I understand double O's have a very short life expectancy.
One of my favorite Bonds, actually.
Yeah.
That makes it pretty easy.
Yeah, that makes it easy. All right, so if you know what it is, excuse me, you'll dial us now at 888-302-DOUG, and if you get on the air and you get the right answer, you'll qualify for the drawing to the Broadmoor. Stay tuned for that, and Chuck has a review of the weekend. I went to see Focus. I'll give you a little review on that as well. Stand by for that. Next on Good Day.
Napa Racing. Awesome. Hats. Awesome. Free stuff. Awesome. Now combine those things. Boom. Napa Racing hat for free. Just stop by Napa, buy $25 worth of stuff you were going to buy anyway, and get a free Napa Racing hat. Plus, for every hat given away, we'll donate $1 to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund, which makes all of this awesome even awesomer. Conquer the job with Napa know-how. Participating Napa Auto Parts stores. While supplies last. Offer expires 3/31/15.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
All right, let's get to the contest first. Maylin, what do you think the name of the movie is?
Skyfall.
Skyfall. All right, very good guess. Not the right one. You got the right actor. You just haven't got the right name. All right, who's next, Richie? John? Is it
Tony
John?
Is next.
Tony. Tony, what do you think the name of the movie is?
Casino Royale.
It is Casino Royale. Wasn't that the first one that Craig did, Chucker?
Yes.
Yeah, it was. Good movie. The lady with the big eyes, and I can't remember her name as an actress, but she's been around a lot since then. She played the love interest. So Casino Royale
Bond.
Takes the... That was good, yeah. Takes the... well, those movies with him in it have been good.
Very good.
So she gets qualified, Richie. No, he gets qualified. Who is it? No.
Tony gets qualified.
Tony gets qualified for our drawing for the trip to the Broadmoor. Chucker, what's the result tally look like for the weekend at the box office?
No real surprise, but somewhat of a surprise. The con artist romance Focus with Will Smith and actress Margot Robbie opened at the lower end of studio expectations, doing $19 million in business. The production budget on this one, Doug, was only $54 million. Not that high a price tag for a Will Smith movie, although it was extremely heavily promoted, including a Super Bowl spot. You went to see it this weekend. What'd you think?
I liked it. I'm not sure I like what's going on with him. But I liked the movie. The movie was not, it wasn't overly violent. It was a good story. You liked both of the characters. It was a good way to spend a couple of hours, Frank.
Let me ask you another question. Margot Robbie, the actress who was in The Wolf of Wall Street, became known to the public. A lot of people think in the industry she's going to be the next big thing. What do you think about that?
I don't know. I don't see that, but it's maybe too early to tell. I didn't find her distressing, uncomfortable to watch. She seemed to have command of her role, and I thought the bad guys were good bad guys. It was a good basic flick, a drama. And I would say if you enjoy that sort of thing, you'd enjoy seeing it. 59 after on Good Day.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your damage close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.